thank you for tuning in. Hour two of Flow of Wisdom Radio. I'm your host, Sean Anthony. Of course, my website is flowofwisdom.com. We are broadcasting live on the Genesis Communications Network. My guest joining me, hour two, Bart Sobrell, an award-winning filmmaker, writer, investigative journalist. He's been producing movies and television programs for 30 years. Today's topic of discussion is Planet X. And I want to begin this hour with reading out of the Book of Revelation, chapter 8, beginning at verse 8. It says, "And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter." Bart, why the name Planet X, and where did the name Nibiru come from when the scriptures is talking about wormwood?
Yeah, sometimes different cultures have different names for the same thing. The Indians refer to it as Kachina. I think there was another term of it by the Greek people. Apparently they had seen it before. In fact, the Chinese, I think in the year 1054, they saw it in the sky, and they called it the Red Dragon because it appeared red when it approached Earth, and then it had these wings of meteor storms on both sides of it. At least two of the seals of Revelation seem to indicate something from outer space falling to the ocean. One is called, you know, a giant mountain. The other is specifically called Wormwood. It could be one or more meteors hitting. It certainly is kind of a dangerous a way of looking at it. You know, some people think that the Book of Revelation is just symbolic. Other people think that it is literal. I say, well, what if it's both? I mean, some people argue that all the Book of Revelation was fulfilled in the first century, and some say, no, it will all be fulfilled in the last days. And I say, what if it's both? What if it were fulfilled one time in the first century, and it will be fulfilled again before the second coming of Christ? Now, here's something from Revelation 12:1 that's pretty interesting. It says, "Now a great sign appeared in heaven." Now, the term sign was first used in Genesis for the alignment of the constellations. It says there will be as signs and seasons in the heavens. It says the sign is a virgin clothed with the sun, with the moon at her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Well, the virgin is the constellation Virgo. Now, I've always had this kind of avoidance of astrology, but some people have said don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There is biblical astronomy. The oldest book in the Bible is Job, and that's when God says to Job, "Did you make Orion? Do you make the bear?" He's referring to the constellations. So there's an alignment that takes place on March 26th of next year, on the day of Passover. It is the alignment of the constellation Virgo, the Virgin, when the moon is at her feet and there are 12 stars at her head, which happens to be 9 stars and 3 planets. And then here's something very interesting. Only 2 verses later, after this alignment, if this interpretation is true, it says another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon. That's what the Chinese called it. Head and 10 horns, and it says it had 7 heads and 10 horns. Some people who have claimed to have seen their government employees, military officials, said that they saw Planet X with 7 moons around it. And then here's something also interesting. The only telescopes in the world that can at the moment perceive Planet X, if it is real, are infrared telescopes. They're owned by the United States government, and then they're also owned, oddly enough, by the Vatican.
The Vatican.
The Jesuit order owns a telescope that's the most powerful telescope on the planet. It's a binocular or 3D telescope that's also infrared.
Now, Lucifer.
That's correct. They have named this thing the Lucifer telescope. Now, the Lucifer is also called what? the dragon, which is what the Chinese people called Planet X. What does the dragon come, according to John 10, to do? To kill and to destroy. Now, there's a very famous former Jesuit who left the order, disavowed its secrecy, and he said before he died, in reference to the Lucifer telescope, I'm quoting him word for word, he says, the highest levels of the Vatican governance know what is approaching the Earth, and it will be of the utmost importance in the coming years. I believe that God uses these things, that the Planet X is symbolic of the devil and the destruction that the devil brings through sin, and it's being used to punish the world in the last days. It's God's chosen instrument to bring about the tribulation.
Bart, recently someone sent me a prophecy that someone received, and it was about a coming pole shift and a blood moon warning. And even if you go to on the website science.nasa.gov, on their website, it talks about, this is the last year, it says, for people in the United States, an extraordinary series of lunar eclipses is about to begin. This action starts April 15th. When the full moon passes through the amber shadow of Earth, producing a midnight eclipse visible across North America. So begins a lunar eclipse, Tetrad, a series of four consecutive total eclipses occurring approximately 6 month intervals. The total eclipse of April 15th, 2014 will be followed by another October 8th, 2014, another April 4th, 2015, then another September 28th, 2015. What are your thoughts on these four blood moons?
Well, these are lunar eclipses. They also have a solar eclipse that precedes them, is in the middle of them, and at the end of them. The last solar eclipse being, I believe, on March 8th or 9th, near the international dateline of next year, 2016. It is a fact that the last time there were four blood moons, that was when they had the Yom Kippur War, I think 1967, and then the time before that was when Israel became a nation. Generally, it is, interpreted to be a sign of something bad for the world and potentially good for Israel. I don't know. It does seem a little strange. I think maybe people are making more of it than they should, but I certainly would see the track record of all the times that it's happened before, significant things have happened biblically for the state of Israel. And then you have this potential alignment taking place, Revelation 12:1, which is the constellation Virgo, when it's aligned with our moon, and then 12 stars, each representing one of the tribes of Israel at her head. That does take place on March 26, 2016, Passover of next year. Now, if that's when Planet X appears or something like that, I don't know. We know we do not know the hour of Christ's return, but we do know the signs that will precede it, the tribulation. He says so. There will be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, and men's hearts will melt with fear for the things coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Again, Janet Napolitano, the day she resigned, that a natural disaster is coming, the likes of which the United States in 239 years has never before seen. And seeing how we've seen earthquakes, hurricanes, and everything else, the only natural disaster we have not seen is something from outer space. I think all of this is indicating that there's something. And then NASA has a space fence, as it's called, in order to protect us, at least by the discovery of them, asteroids and comets coming toward us, and they actually shut it down last year. Now, why would they be turning off the only system set up by our government to detect incoming asteroids and rogue planets and things like that? It's like deliberately turning off an alarm because you're conspiring with the thief so that he can come in. Something's going on.
Right.
And why is almost half of all the executive orders that Obama has signed have to do with what happens in the event of a national emergency? I mean, they even put on paper who is the ninth person in the chain of command of the Department of Energy and Transportation in the event the first eight people cannot be found. Now, that's pretty strange. They bought enough ammunition, as you probably know, to shoot 300 million Americans each six times. They are absolutely preparing for some sort of global or national emergency. And Janet Napolitano said it would be of natural origin. Then, if you believe in prophecy, there's a woman by the name of Glenda Jackson who has proven prophetic gifts in the past coming true in front of hundreds of witnesses. She said the 2016 elections were going to be postponed because of natural disasters. I had two different military sources tell me, one 6 months ago and one 3 years ago, that the 2016 elections were going to be postponed and that Obama would stay in office. Now, that's a lot of strange things coming down the pike, and I, again, seems to explain all of these.
So you say you have a source, a military source, that confirmed that prophetic vision from, you say, Glenda Jackson?
That two different ones. One told me this 3 years ago, that the 2016 elections were not going to happen, and then another one told me about 6 months ago that they had heard that the 2016 elections were not going to happen. And then Glenda Jackson, who has had prophetic, you know, visions in the past, said that she got a word from God that the 2016 elections were not
crazy,
going to happen.
Because
of natural disasters.
Yeah, we got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about this more. Plus, to take your phone calls, 877-300-7645. I'm Sean Anthony. This is Flow of Wisdom. I am your host, Sean Anthony. My website is flowofwisdom.com. Let's go to the phone lines, 877-300-7645. Leroy in Atlanta, he wants to talk about Planet X. How are you, Leroy?
Amen, Sean, man. I got a couple of statements and a few questions for your guest.
Sure.
All right, so the reason NASA turned off that early warning system is, I mean, you got to think about what their name means, never a straight answer. And as far as what's going on, the Bible already tells us what's going to happen, and it is a good thing for Israel, because that place over there is not Israel. The real Israel is great for. But, man, my three questions. All right, so have you considered that, and you probably already really answered this one, that the Lord is using Planet X as an instrument, which is the same word I wrote down that you said, to shorten the day?
Hello? Oh, you're saying unless the days were shortened, you're talking about that scripture?
Yeah, so those days be shortened. No flesh.
Yeah, you know, most people, in fact, the vast majority of Christians that I know of, when they read that scripture, they say that must be nuclear war, because what else could potentially destroy the Earth? Well, they don't know there is something else, which is Planet X, unless those days are shortened. God can, you know, put anything to an end. He can push Planet X away. He can make it disappear in the blink of an eye. He can do whatever. It does say in the book of Isaiah. Now, when I read the Old Testament, like in Isaiah and Ezekiel, and it talked about the day of the Lord, I always thought that meant the first coming of Jesus. But someone more knowledgeable than me said, no, Bart, that's the second coming, the day of the Lord. And it says a mortal man will be rarer than gold. In fact, one of the seals of Revelation, it gets rid of a quarter of all the people on the earth. That's 1.5 billion people. Then another seal of Revelation gets rid of the remaining, a third of the remaining people. That's another 1.5 billion. So if there's also going to be tidal waves coming in, the tossing and turning of the seas, and 90% of the people on Earth live near the coast, we're talking about anywhere from 50 to 90% of people not making it during the tribulation. Even our congressman here said if there was an EMP or a solar storm, that it could cause 90% of Americans to die within a year simply because of no electricity, means no fuel, which means no food delivery. So who knows what's coming down the pike, but it's not looking good, especially when the government is so obviously preparing for a coming disaster.
Yeah, but with that, the government, they just want to paint the picture as if they're stating what is going to happen in the Bible. And, you know, that's the image of the beast, that picture they're trying to paint. The beast is the government, who represents Satan.
But you know, I would suggest that listeners go to a great website called AmazingFacts.org. Again, AmazingFacts.org, and this is a pretty new discovery for me. There are two beasts spoken of in the Book of Revelation. One, most people understand, is the Vatican, or the seat of the office of the Pope, who claims to be Christ on the earth and claims to forgive sins, which are both blasphemous, and the very things Jesus was murdered for, even though they were true in his case. And that the second beast is the United States of America, the one that talks, you know, like a lamb but acts like a dragon, going around trying to conquer the world all the time. I mean, we've been a nation for 239 years, and there's only 21 years of that we have not been at war. I mean, that's pretty sad, isn't it?
That's 21 years that they not telling us about.
Yeah, you're probably right about that one.
All right, Leroy, you have one last question?
Yeah. Okay, so there are 3 days within the past year I want to ask you about. On 12, 13, 14, and on 2, 3, 15, there was an anomaly in the sky around the moon. Did you see it?
Are you talking about that alleged ripple going across the moon?
No, I'm talking about a moon boat. You could barely make out the colors in it, but yeah, it was on those two nights.
No, I hadn't heard about that. It does say there will be signs in the heavens. There could be, weird cloud formations. There could be, there were kind of like blood moons, I think, last week or so, that simply had to do with a lot of volcanic ash being in the sky.
Hey guys, I gotta cut you off. We gotta take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with a longer segment right after this. Thanks for the call, Leroy. It's Flow of Wisdom. Definitely an interesting discussion today on Flow of Wisdom Radio. I am your host, Sean Anthony, and live on the Genesis Communications Network, my guest, Bart Sabrell, award-winning filmmaker, journalist, investigative journalist. Bart, can you talk about a little bit more in depth about the pole shifting that you were talking about? You said that the North Pole is shifting much more than it has been in the past.
And it basically has to do with Earth's magnetic field. And scientists are saying it's long overdue to flip. Now, it's not a geographic pole shift. It's a magnetic pole shift. But that still is dangerous for the Earth, because what precedes that is a weakening of the magnetic field. And that allows more solar cosmic galactic radiation to come through the Earth's atmosphere. Part of one of the seals of Revelation, or curses of Revelation, is that people are complaining and crying out to God, who are being scorched by the sun. The magnetic field weakening in the last 100 years is going to cause very soon skin cancer rates to grow up dramatically. And right before the pole shifts again, it will have, you know, very little magnetic field protection from the solar radiation. Now, there may be a time where the Earth's tilt increases, or the Earth could wobble more on its axis. In fact, in the book of Isaiah, in speaking of the day of the Lord, it says the Earth, referring to the whole planet, wobbles like a drunkard. So we're going to have some effect. If Planet X is real and comes near the Earth, it's going to cause the Earth to wobble. I believe that's what's causing the tossing and the turning of the seas of which Jesus spoke. In fact, another prophet, Ellen White, of the Adventist Church, who had many visions that were later proven to be true by hundreds of witnesses, she said she saw the coastal areas come in, the flooding, you know, from the oceans, as much as 100 miles all around the world, and she also saw meteor storms coming down and hitting the Earth. And that's exactly what Jesus said. He said, the stars from the sky will fall like ripe figs, as one of the signs that will precede his return.
You know, there's many people, when you look online on YouTube, many other people are coming up with these visions and prophecies or dreams, you know, that have been, you know, I guess affecting all. And like it says in the scripture, you know, my visions, my young people will have visions and dreams. But I take it back about a year, maybe 2 years ago, on my show, during the height of this comet threat, there was a vision or a dream that there was a large tsunami was going to hit the East Coast in Puerto Rico, a comet that was going to hit and cause a tsunami in Puerto Rico. It seems like a lot of people are having similar dreams and visions, wouldn't you say?
Well, that's interesting. I'm sure everyone knows about Jade Helm, and I guess the most interesting interpretation that I saw of it is if you take a line straight from Puerto Rico and then go northwest from it, it crosses every single state in a straight line where the Jade Helm exercises are taking place, which I guess is Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California. So it draws a straight line for Puerto Rico. If a meteor were to come in that way, going east to west, it could affect those states in that particular line. I don't know. One thing to keep in mind, again, is number one, get prepared spiritually to meet the Lord. I mean, even if there's no planet X and the life just goes merrily along, you're still going to drop dead anyway and eventually have to face God. So you might as well start thinking about it. And then the second thing is to think about preparing for it physically. The best example of that is in Genesis 41, where Joseph had a vision of the future, that there was going to be 7 years of plenty, and then after that, 7 years of famine. And God didn't drop down food from heaven during 7 years of famine every day for him and his family. No, he gave him the knowledge of the future event in advance, for which he prepared. In fact, in Hosea, it says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Now, how many times when you go out in your car do you have a flat tire? I mean, that's got to be like 1 out of 1,000 times. And yet, it would be pretty foolhardy not to have a spare tire and not to have a jack. You know, I would say there's at least a 1 out of 3 chance that Planet X is real. Now, that's a 1 out of 3 chance that half or more of the people on the Earth are going to die in the next 3 years. I say that's a sobering possibility. It wouldn't hurt to store away a few extra cans of food and toothbrush, can opener, flashlight, whatever you got, you know, to prepare for, because that's exactly what Joseph did. He stockpiled food. He was a prepper. What I say is, it's better to have something you don't need than to need something you don't have. And I would love to prepare, you know, for an emergency that never happened. That would be much better than not being prepared for an emergency that did happen.
Yeah, I definitely would agree. You know, when you think about it and bringing Genesis 41, he's the ultimate doomsday prepper, if you will, quote-unquote doomsday prepper, and we should definitely take notes of that. And, you know, and it's crazy that you brought that up. You know, a lot of people don't look at it that way. You know, there's so many people nowadays, Bart, with their heads in the sand, just being totally oblivious to really the things that are going on in the world. They're easily being manipulated and guided with propaganda in the media and getting extremely emotional on issues that really I don't think that they're important as other issues, you know. But anyway, that's just my thoughts.
Yeah, so, you know, the most important thing is to be right with God, to be ready to go at a moment's notice. If you have a heart attack, brain aneurysm, get hit by a truck crossing the street, you know, that you're ready to meet the Lord and are doing your utmost to repent. I mean, I remember going to church once, the first Bible church that I went to, and they asked the congregation, who's Lord of the earth? And everyone's like, Jesus. And the preacher said, wrong. The Bible says over and over again that Satan is the Lord of the earth at the moment. I mean, think about it. If Jesus were Lord of the earth, there would be no rape, there'd be no murder, there'd be no racism, there'd be no genocide, there'd be no thievery. No, Satan is the Lord of the earth, and the way he is Lord is through deception. He makes whatever is truth lies, whatever is lies truth. There's two ways to deceive people. You can tell them something that's not true, and they can believe it. But the other way people aren't aware of is they can hear the truth and think it's a lie. And that's what happens. When Joseph was telling people about this, you know, famine to come, people did not believe him. And he was speaking the truth. And the Bible says again, but when these false prophets prophesize lies, that's what they want to believe. And what it boils down to, it's really not so much a struggle between good and evil, murder or do not murder, steal or do not steal. What it really boils down to is a battle between the truth and the lies. That's all it is. You know?
Yeah, I read one of your other articles where you brought that up. The first sin was a lie.
That's right. You know, the very first sin on the earth that put the whole earth down the wrong path that we're still stuck on is a lie. You know, when you kill somebody, you can see their corpse. You can see their widow and orphans. When you steal something, if I take your flat screen, there's that empty space on your wall, and there it is on my wall. But when you lie, where is it? You can't put your hand on it. It's this ethereal spiritual lie. Remember, Satan's called the Lord of the Air. Airwaves, TV airwaves, you see? That's where most people get their information is from the television. It's so sad. You know, the last time I dared turn on the news to see, out of morbid curiosity, the lead story was about how much air was in a football, that it was 1 pound of pressure too much or too little. Now, we used to call that in the news business when I worked at NBC, we called that trite, that if you had enough room, 30 seconds you had to kill, you put that at the very end of the newscast as some miscellaneous fact. And yet, this is the lead story when 30,000 people a day are dying of starvation, when the story in Greece revolts, not even being covered at all.
Right.
The number one story on national news is how much air is in a football is off by 1 pound of pressure? You got to be kidding me.
Now, look, before we conclude, Bart, you wrote this article, obviously, it was a couple of years ago. Since then, what is your relationship with some of these military sources that you have, NASA sources, and what have you heard recently?
Well, recently I had another confirmation that people in the military know that the 2016 election, they've been told, is not going to happen. And then a friend of a friend who met with one of the regional Homeland Security director people from a state in the central United States, he said, yeah, Planet X. I haven't even told my wife about it, but that's what everyone is getting ready for. You know, all of these executive orders, again, they have to do with what to do, what they theoretically can legally do in their minds. You know, they write laws to break the law. They make crimes illegal, but in their minds, they want to have it all prepared. Now, if you see your neighbor suit up in a raincoat, rubber boots, and walk out with an umbrella, what does that tell you? It's gonna rain. And if you have the President of the United States and signing dozens, if not hundreds, of executive orders, what to do, what the protocol is, in the event of a national emergency, guess what's in our immediate future? A national emergency. And I think Planet X is the perfect thing that falls in line with what Janet Napolitano said. A natural disaster is coming that we have never before seen, and she said she was resigning so she wouldn't have to deal with it.
Well, Bart, man, it's been a pleasure to have you on, and we definitely got to let's stay in contact, Bart, because like I said, I've read several of your other articles on different subjects that I'd like to have you back on. But I want to take these last few moments here to give you the platform to just give your final thoughts and promote whatever you got going on, if you got a new project or anything you're working on.
Yeah, if you don't mind, whenever you post the interview, just put a link to Sibrel.com. It's just my last name, Sibrel.com. And there you can click on some of my YouTube videos or Conspiracy Corner with the Sleuth Journal. And again, you know, we're both believers. The most important thing is to get right with God and to stay right with God. That's the most important thing. Go to AmazingFacts.org and learn about the end times. Learn about what day is the Sabbath and all these interesting things that I've kind of, you know, read the Bible all the way through several times, but I really didn't comprehend. Just like the Ethiopian eunuch said to Philip, how can I understand this unless someone shows it to me? I mean, you can read a book on how to play the piano, but unless you have someone who plays it before you, you really can't put it into practice. So, you know, just pray for our leaders, whether you agree with them or not. The Bible says we're to pray for them, whether we voted for them or not, that they'll do the right thing.
Absolutely.
And who knows? Maybe these political leaders that some criticize, maybe they will end up doing the right thing at the last hour.
Bart Sibrel, thank you so much, my friend. I will be in touch with you soon, okay?
All right, Sean, you be blessed.
Thank you. Yes, welcome back to Flow of Wisdom Radio. I am Sean Anthony. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank Bart Sibrel again for joining me today. Excellent conversation on this topic of Planet X. And, you know, being that this is the first time that I'm covering this subject, I'm definitely going to be talking about it a little bit more than I have in the past. Well, obviously, doing it once is more than I've done in the past. But nonetheless, this is something that I'll continue to revisit, because I think it's important. I've been keeping an eye on it over the past, you know, year or so. But like I said at the beginning of the broadcast, I never dove into it. But let me just put this as I close. Try to put my words into perspective. You know, I posed a question to you guys out there listening. With what you heard today, ask yourself, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do about the information that you heard today? You know, some may think, oh, this is too far-fetched. You know, I don't believe that this is this entertaining. You know, for others, they may be like, yo, this is real. I never thought about that. Or there's the others that's like, yo, I knew about this. Sean, I'm glad you're finally discussing this on Floor of Wisdom. You know, but knowing is half the battle, like they say. What are you going to do about this now? And just look at what's going on just in America right now. With all the things that's taking place, the sin, the pure disobedience, do you not think that the wrath of the Most High is not going to come? Do you not think that judgment is going to come on this land? It's surely going to happen. It is happening. I want to echo what Bart was saying. This is the time to really get right with God. This is something that I say consistently, guys, for those that have been following me for the past several years on Floor of Wisdom. You got to get right with God. What's going on right now and the things that are in the pipeline, you need to repent. We need to repent. And come out of her. Turn from your wicked ways. There is wickedness that's just running rampant, like it says in Isaiah 5:20. What was good is now bad. What was bad is now known as good. And we have to turn from our wicked ways and repent. So I pray, you know, that you guys would all seek a lifestyle of righteousness. And like the prophecy in Joel said, and it shall come out to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my husbandmen, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, they shall prophesy. This is that time. This is that season. You have to get your heart right and turn from your wicked ways. The prophecy goes on to say, the prophet Joel said, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. What are you going to do? Are you going to be prepared when that day comes? And there's so much deception that's going on. These people that are in control right now, they are more aware, as satanic as some of them may be, they are more aware of what the scriptures are talking about than most average Christians. Guys, we got to make a decision. We have to. If you believe in the Most High and the scriptures, take heed to it. We have to pay attention to the signs and everything that's going on right now. All right. Be sure to rock with me again next Sunday, live, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and spread the word about Floor of Wisdom. The website is floorofwisdom.com. I pray that you all live life, get wisdom, and let it flow. I'm Sean Anthony. Peace.